During the period we're talking about, sex between men was illegal in Britain. It had been illegal since the reign of Henry VIII, although the law was tightened further in 1885 to make all acts of gross indecency between men in public or private illegal. And you could be imprisoned for 2 years with hard labour, or for a much longer sentence, depending on what you'd been doing. And that law was finally repealed in 1967 in the Sexual Offences Act. Although it's worth saying that it was very partial decriminalisation, so it only applied to England and Wales, and it was only applied to men over 21. So there was an unequal age of consent between gays and straights. And also it remained criminal in Northern Ireland and Scotland until well into the 1980s. And so we're talking about a very patchy picture post 1967. But for the period we're talking about, men were living in a climate when they risked arrest and prosecution. And not just that, but considerable scandal. So men would lose their jobs, many committed suicide, their marriages and families broke apart. And so there was considerable risk and danger for men who were having homosexual relationships in the time period.